This audio boom is an interview between Justin McLeod and myself explaining the reasons why people should certainly consider taking the audio fundamentals course from Cavi next week. If you'd like information on this course, please visit www.cavitraining.com. Hello, I'm talking to Justin McLeod, a previous student of the Cavi Audio Fundamentals and the Cavi OSARA course. And I'm asking him, as a somewhat experienced audio editor, about his feelings on the course. First of all, what did you used to use before you discovered Reaper? Because I've heard some of your previous work and it's very, very impressive, I must say.
For most of my audio past, I've used SoundForge, which is a single track paid audio editor.
Okay, and you've done some very, very impressive things in SoundForge, but quite time-consuming from what I hear.
Absolutely. It takes ages, and if you make a mistake, you have to hit undo about 50 times and find out, you know, and there's no remembering the settings of each undo stage that you're destroying. You have to recreate yourself all over again, and it does take ages.
No, absolutely, and from what I hear, on the odd occasion, for reasons that nobody knows, sometimes undo doesn't work, and that can be very unpleasant as well. I mean, it works most of the time, but sometimes, you know, when you're really depending on it, it can do some odd things. So when you got involved in the audio fundamentals course, were you concerned? You know, the thing was called fundamentals. Do you have concerns about that? That it was all going to be a bit boring and tedious, and how did you reconcile that once you sort of got involved with it?
I'll be completely honest about this. Someone plugged the audio fundamentals course like mad and said you should take it, and I was like, well, I'm really not sure. I'm self-taught, and I just anything I needed to know, I would just look up on the internet and so on and so forth. And they teach you how to use Reaper. It's this multi-track thing. I was like, yeah, if there are keyboard shortcuts, I can just Google this. And he said, but it's the last time the course is running. And I was like, okay, it's not really that much. I'll take it. I'll give it a try, and I'll see what it's like. You know, support the institution. I've taken a lot of good courses from Cavi before, and I'll take it and I'll see what happens. And I'm really glad I did, honestly. And that's no lip service. I was a reluctant participant at first. I was quite a skeptic, but I learned a lot about hardware, a lot about preserving audio quality in hardware aspects, so balanced cables versus unbalanced cables, and what the difference is between a tip sleeve cable and a tip ring sleeve cable, and these things I didn't know, and these things I wouldn't necessarily have known to go and look up. It's quite nice to have the teacher there to answer all your questions. You know, Google does take time, and if you take the course and you can ask whatever you want, you get your answers a lot more quickly. So I did learn a lot about hardware that I didn't even know I needed to know. And then I discovered as well, I wanted to know what one of the plugins that comes free with Reaper when you install it does. And so I looked in the manual and I went to the plugin and it just said, there is this plugin. It makes these kind of noises. Well, I already knew that, but it doesn't really tell you what the parameters do, how it works, or anything. So I was completely converted by taking the course.
Ah, excellent, excellent. And I mean, I will be the first one to say we have been trotting out this line about the last time the course will ever run. And just to clarify for the recording, the reason we say this is basically because we don't get sufficient student numbers to consider rerunning this course. A minimum student quantity for a course is 10. The more students, the better. Do you believe that people out there in the, say, for example, the blind internet radio land or podcast land or even, you know, music mastering land with a vision impairment would benefit from taking a course like this audio fundamentals course?
Absolutely. Completely. For a number of reasons. First, if you want to be taught stuff in the mainstream world, if you want to attend seminars, webinars, workshops, etc., it will cost you a pretty penny for a lot less time. And I know this because various email lists I'm subscribed to and various people I've bought software and so on from, sometimes they promote these workshops and they say, go to this. Oh, by the way, it's in Los Angeles. Terrific. First obstacle. And it costs this amount of money for about 4 hours, which, you know, it's far less bang for buck. You learn so much. Like I see people on Twitter all the time asking this and that and the other question that they need to know at that particular moment for their, you know, podcast or their covers that they're editing or their, you know, internet radio show or whatever. And all these questions are answered neatly in one package in the Audio Fundamentals course, which I'd also like to say is a very flexible course. Like they have a core syllabus. But they'll also kind of branch out into study groups, into whatever you want to learn. Like we went down a big thing about audio routing. We went down another big thing about macros. And we went down another big thing about convolution reverb, which I have a passing acquaintance with, as people who know me
absolutely
might be aware.
He was he was there with bells on to all of them.
Closet obsession of mine, because this is the thing. Like if it's not just instructors talk to students, that's how it is in the lectures. It's like everyone exchanges information. You know, in the study group. So you get the lectures. It is, I don't know, whatever it's going to be now. It's 12 weeks. It's 18 weeks. It's whatever it is of lectures. But you can do study groups as well. And the amount of stuff you learn, I learned a lot. I really did. I've switched from single track editing to multi-track editing. I never used multi-track editing before. The environment they teach you in is dirt cheap and really powerful. I was speaking actually to someone who produces music, a blind producer of music who uses Sonar, who informed me that if you want to use Sonar, you can only update so far. The latest versions of Sonar are not VI friendly. They don't talk to things. Whereas the latest version of Reaper works fine, is much cheaper than Sonar, and much more resource, well, much less resource hungry. So it's win-win all the way, I think. I think it's well worth the money.
And I think it'd be fair to say that, you know, audio software can be quite expensive. You can certainly spend thousands of dollars on some quite expensive bits of software, but the environment that we teach on is quite well priced once you choose to pay for it. And it's very, very powerful for the potential outlay that you're going to make. And let's assume the course is going to be, you know, 15 lectures. $10 a lecture is certainly a bargain priced for the level of information.
Plus the study groups.
Yeah, plus the study groups. Oh, yes. Yeah, we know you want more. So there is the study groups.
Absolutely.
And I would go as far as saying that anybody who was looking at, you know, getting started in internet radio and really wanted to learn about compression and, you know, equalization and all of those strange audio things could really come out of the other end of this course with a setup that sounds significantly better than it may have without this course.
My workflow has changed a lot since doing Audio Fundamentals. Like I used to use SoundForge, as I've said, and I used to produce, you know, good stuff, but in a very kind of serial fashion. It was like, do this, then do this, then do this. This sounds pretty good. We'll leave it there. Whereas with Reaper, learning multi-track, it's far more flexible. And you can do this, do this, do this, then do this. What if I change step one and use this instead? What if I wiggle this around? And I find I've become far more... I've raised my workflow standards. So I try and fine-tune things a lot more. I try and, you know, I'm a lot more, even more of a perfectionist. So if you are a perfectionist, it'll build your perfectionist. And I just want to, it'll build your potential for realizing your perfectionism. And I just want to go back to what you said about improving your sound. If you do want to learn stuff from forums, you can do that. There are certain forums on the internet that I used to try and get all my knowledge from that are very audiophile heavy. I won't mention any names, but it's like, oh yes, your audio is going to sound absolute rubbish unless you have this paint pot preamp that costs no less than £2,000. Mm-hmm. If you're working with anything less than that, it's just rubbish. Mm-hmm. And the instructors on the course know about the reasonably high-end stuff, mm-hmm. and if you want to know about the Flibbly Blips A1 2H4, then you can talk about it all you want. Mm-hmm. But I was very gratified that they say, this is a really good mic for under $100. It shouldn't sound as good as it does. Why not get a couple of these? Mm-hmm. So there really is they really do cater for everyone's budget. So you're going to get something out of it, whether you are a real audiophile with millions to play with, or whether, you know, you don't have all that much cash, which I don't. I'm very much a software person. I do everything mm-hmm. I do on my laptop. I don't have monitors, mm-hmm. Not very good monitors anyway. You know, I don't have all the stuff that the instructors do. You know, they've mm-hmm. got some really good kit, which means they'll be able to evaluate the stuff you produce really well. And it's good to have that feedback. And if you take the course, you have a whole pool of people interested in audio just like you, with reasonable standards of critical listening, who will listen to your stuff and go, yeah, this is good, but it would be better if ... and stuff. And that's a good thing too. There are lots of kind of hidden benefits that I don't think are necessarily trumpeted enough when this course comes around.
Ah, no, excellent. And I think the good thing is that, like, we had some people running some pretty... I won't say minimal setups. Like, you were running on a laptop. I think you had it was a good interface, but it wasn't thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it's not top dollar.
No, it's not. And you still managed to get quite a reasonable final project. And those final projects are up on YouTube. We'll tweet about how to find those. Justin did quite an impressive final project with Reaper. And then he came back for more education with Asara to sort of revolutionize the workflow and learn about envelopes. And I think one of the interesting things was he raised a question in Original Audio Fundamentals about, so what do all these envelopes do and how do I fade my project out at the end? And at that time, we were able to say, sorry, can't be done. And then when he came back for Asara, we gave him solutions for that. So are you using envelopes and effects automation and stuff in any of the current work that you're doing since you've done the Asara course?
I am, yeah, absolutely. I love automation. Automation is brilliant. Automation is not accessible with SoundForge. I don't believe, Kerry will correct me if I'm wrong, that it's available with Goldwave or Audacity. Mm-hmm. Which are all the free stuff out there, pretty much. Mm-hmm. It is now available with Reaper, and this is the thing. So there are still little quirks, little workarounds, because things are inaccessible with Reaper that you won't learn anywhere else other than in the Audio Fundamentals course, like how to add effects in certain ways. If tomorrow Reaper produces an update that makes adding effects to items possible, mm-hmm. You're still on the mailing lists. Someone will tell you.
Yes.
This is the thing that I think this is the thing I've really enjoyed most about Audio Fundamentals. I made some friends.
Yep.
And it doesn't go away. Like, mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, when the course is over, you're not going to be pestering the instructors asking for lots of help. However, you will have made a bunch of contacts who will be on the course mailing list, who you might get to know through other ways, and you can bounce ideas off and give people information and swap stuff, you know, long after the course is finished. So it does carry on, and I'm still benefiting from that now, which is pretty cool.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you very much for talking to me about that, and I hope anybody who's listening to this audio boo, first of all, congratulations for listening this far, but secondarily, please consider the Audio Fundamentals, www.kevytraining.com. We actually are folding Asara into the main course. So for the cheap price of $150, you can learn Asara and Reaper. Justin paid significantly more than that because he took the two courses separately, but felt that there was value in doing that. So I think it's certainly a steal.
Huge value in doing it.
Yeah. Huge steal in getting the Audio Fundamentals. And I really think that people will find it a worthwhile investment. And just for reference, I'll point out that we do have a payment plan, which is three payments of $60, one a month. And I would be very surprised if you could get better value on an audio course of this caliber anywhere else.
Take it. Even if you think, like me, you know it all, or you could teach what you don't know to yourself, take it. It's 100, I think, is it $150 still?
$150 up front, or three payments of $60 if you're on the payment plan. And it's
$150 gets you the lectures, gets you the study group, gets you the mailing list, gets you the contacts, gets you the wiki, gets you a flexible teaching syllabus within reason. They'll teach you the core stuff, but they will branch off in other stuff. Gets you free VSTs. We haven't talked about that.
No, we haven't.
Gets you a whole bunch of really cool. I'm going to start doing reviews of these soon. I've spoken to Jessica and Derek about that. Tons of plugins, which massively improves your potential options
and abilities.
When you're working.
Like some of those. VSTs.
Like I've got loads of stuff that I couldn't do before, and they, you know, they'll sort the wheat from the chaff in terms of accessibility, in terms of quality. It's worth it for the VSTs alone, I'd say.
Yeah, no,
because all the work's done for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And look, I have been through the audio fundamentals course four times because I've been supervising the previous runs. I won't be supervising this run, but I've learned stuff every time I've been through, and I wouldn't be able to do the things that I do these days without audio fundamentals. So I'm really happy with the course, and I think it's a great resource. But thank you for talking to me tonight, and I hope that some of the people who are sitting on the fence listening to this audio boom certainly jump off on the side of the fence of taking the Audio Fundamentals course. It really is a polished course. The notes are being, a bit of spit and polish as we speak, and we're looking at some very good notes and some very good resources for this run of the Audio Fundamentals. And as a previous student, actually, I'll mention it's on the recording, these guys won't be able to take advantage of this, but you will be able to. You are welcome to drop into study groups and lectures as a previous student. That's one of the advantages you get of studying this course. You get to come back and have a bit of a listen or pull the recordings, and we don't lock you out of that. So that'll certainly be some interesting stuff there that you can get from this run of the course as well.